Use It Only for Me by Tora Kowalski, read by the Patty. Brendan wasn't exactly known for thinking things through, but even if he had been, he still wouldn't have seen the problem with running out from between the buses, stopping himself with an arm around Spencer's middle and panting out, "Shit, Spencer, kiss me." Ryan, who, until 10 seconds ago, hadn't been talking expansively at Spencer, froze. Spencer made a sound not normally found in nature. "Say what?" Spencer asked, voice high with what Brendan assumed was annoyance. It was normally annoyance when you took Spencer by surprise. But Brendan was looking over Spencer's shoulder, and there wasn't time for explanations, so he just grabbed Spencer's face in both hands and smushed their mouths together. There was another high-pitched sound, but this time it came from Ryan. Spencer was too busy trying to talk against Brendan's mouth in a way that was totally distracting and not all conducive to kissing. "Come on," Brendan thought, and stuck his tongue in Spencer's mouth, and Spencer went weirdly loose against him. Spencer opened his mouth a little and met Brendan's tongue with his own. Score! Cautiously, Brendan picked his eyes open. He saw Ryan, looking partway between horrified and amused. People in various bands gawking at them, and nobody else, thank you God. Brendan let Spencer go, stepping back with a smile and a bounce. "Thank you, Spencer Smith. You've served your purpose." Something that had been very slightly dazed on Spencer's face went suddenly very, very dangerous. "My what?" "Shit," Brendan gulped. "You're the best fake boyfriend ever," Brendan assured him, overly enthusiastic in the hope that Spencer wouldn't kill him. Spencer's face went all red and murderous. Ryan, yay for Ryan, he could be Brendan's next fake boyfriend, put his hand on Spencer's arm, raising his eyebrows slowly, and Brendan guessed meaningfully, until Spencer deflated. "Why did you need a fake boyfriend, Brendan?" Ryan asked. Brendan watched in fascination as Ryan's knuckles went white with effort against Spencer's arm. Brendan couldn't help wondering in a morbidly fascinated sort of way if Spencer was about to hulk out or something. "There's this girl," Brendan told them, eyes darting left and right in case she suddenly appeared. Seriously, she was ninja-like in her stealthiness. "I think she's doing Cobra merch or something, but she's scary as fuck and won't leave me alone." Ryan rolled his eyes. Spencer's jaw jumped. "And what, seeing you making out with Spence is supposed to deter her? Have you met our fans?" Brendan frowned. That was a good point. "I don't think she's a fan." He checked around again and then whispered. "She really just seems to want to mate with me. I think maybe she's a praying thing of me. Praying mantis." Ryan didn't bother to hide his laugh, and even Spencer managed to look a little less homicidal. "It's not funny," Brendan told them. Brendan was in fear of his life here. "Right," Spencer nodded, agreed, shrugging. "Next time you want a boyfriend, pick someone else, okay?" "Oh," Brendan started, but Spencer was already walking off. Brendan turned to Ryan, eyebrows raised because Spencer never walked off. He had a higher Brendan tolerance than Shane, even. Ryan held up his hands. "Don't look at me. I have a girlfriend." Brendan just stuck his tongue out because that hadn't been what he was going to ask. It wasn't that Brendan was stupid. He knew Spencer was mad at him about the whole desperate times, desperate measures kiss thing, even if he wasn't sure why. But yeah, desperate times, such as when there was a party on the TAI bus, and Brendan was stuck on his own bus because praying merch girl was prowling around outside. "She's not prowling," Spencer said tiredly, toeing on his shoes. Ryan and John had gone on ahead, and Spencer was just about to leave him, and Brendan was desperate. "She's totally prowling," Brendan argued. He risked pressing his face up against the glass, and her head whipped around, fixing him with narrow, evil red eyes. Possibly the red was a trick of the light, but they were definitely evil. Brendan jerked back, swearing, and landed half on top of Spencer, who'd apparently been standing right behind him. "Whoa," Spencer said, riding him. "You're a lot crazy lately." "It's her," Brendan whispered. If she had eyes in the back of her head, she could totally hear him talk about her through the bus wall. "She's trying to get me." Spencer rolled his eyes, but there was totally a smile at the corner of his mouth when you knew where to look for it. "Please, Spencer," Brendan begged, giving Spencer his very best puppy eyes. Spencer sighed. It was the kind of sigh he gave Ryan right before he consented to having his face painted, or to playing the tambourine, or anything else that was deeply painful to his soul. Brendan did a small, tasteful victory dance. "Okay," Spencer sighed. But I'm not kissing you again. That was a shame, Brendan thought. Spencer was a surprisingly good kisser, but it was a concession he could live with. Okay, that's fine. Just please? Spencer huffed. You're pathetic. But Brendan didn't think he was being overly optimistic when he thought it was said with love. Come on, then. Brendan scrambled to get into his jacket and slipped some John's flip-flops on. Thank you, he said, meeting Spencer at the door. You're the best. Yeah, Spencer said, long-sufferingly. I know. Outside, Brendan was pretty sure he heard a squeak as praying merch girl spun on her heel at first scent of him. He pressed closer to Spencer's side, and, impressively, Spencer pressed back. Hi, Brendan, she said, creepily. Hi, Carol. Her name was Carol. It wasn't as fitting as praying merch girl. Are you going to the party? She asked, sinisterly. Yeah. He made sure they kept walking and found Spencer's wrist blindly and squeezed. Spencer huffed, but quietly, so Brendan was the only one who heard. With Spencer! He made to lift Spencer's arm in a sort of, see? Him? I'm with him gesture. But before he could, Spencer shook his wrist free of Brendan's grip and laced their fingers together instead, so that when Brendan lifted their hands, it was a lot more convincing. Oh, she said, and it wasn't really, oh, I'll give up immediately. But Brendan thought it was a start. Have fun, then. Yep, Brendan said, squeezing Spencer's hand. The TAI bus was only 4 feet away now. They were so, so close to escape. We will, Kate. Thanks, bye. The door swung open as they reached, and Brendan tumbled up the steps, pulling Spencer along with him and into safety. Woo! He cheered, arms in the air, possibly a bit too soon because the door wasn't quite shut behind him yet, but who cared? They'd run the gauntlet and survived. He flung his arms around Spencer's neck and smacked a kiss against his cheek. Thank you, Spencer. Thank you. You're totally my favorite. Awesome, Spencer said and shoved him off. I'm going to get alcohol now. Brendan watched him go, frowning. Spencer drank, sure, but he didn't normally sound quite so in need of it. He shrugged it off after a second because Siski was suddenly there, flinging his arms around Brendan in a drunk, friendly cuddle. Siski was kind of incredibly awesome. He even made Brendan forget about potentially sad Spencers. A while later, time was relative on the TAI bus. Brendan got accosted by an angry Ryan Ross. As Brendan was kind of incredibly wasted by that point, he didn't think that was very fair. Leave Spencer alone, Ryan told him, pinning Brendan against the fridge with a look, also a hand in the middle of his chest. Brendan looked around, tipping his head carefully to check. Spencer's not here. Ryan's hand pressed more firmly into Brendan's sternum. Brendan kind of needed that to breathe. Leave him alone, Ryan repeated. Leave him out of this thing you're having with the merch girl. Brendan was not having a thing with the merch girl. Brendan was kind of scared about what would happen to his head if he tried. He didn't want it bitten off. He pushed sulkily at Ryan's hand. Fuck's sake, Ross, he protested. It's not like I'm actually besmirching Spencer's virtue or whatever. I'm just asking to maybe pretend for a while, just until tour's over or the praying mantis finds a new victim. Yes, Ryan snapped. I get that you don't actually want to fuck him. Brendan threw his hands up in the air. One of them smacked into Ryan's shoulder, but it was totally an accident, so he hoped Ryan didn't hold it against him forever. This was insane. So what is your problem? Are you worried about Spencer's reputation or something? Ryan just looked at him. Christ, he said after a lengthy dramatic pause. You're an asshole. For the 900th million time that week, Brendan was left watching a member of his band storm away from him. Brendan was getting really tired of being confused. In my defense, Brendan told the tabletop, I didn't mean to pick Spencer. He was just there, and he was prettiest. It's not my fault. Yeah, Gabe laughed. Gabe did not have a particularly soothing laugh. Sure. He pushed another beer bottle over the table to Brendan, and Brendan would have loved to ask what he meant, but ooh, beer. Brendan's hangover was kind of a shitty one. He got a lot more acquainted with the bus bathroom than he'd been before. By late morning, Ryan had taken pity on him and started bringing him juice and dry foods and things that wouldn't make him puke. At lunchtime, John brought him soup. Where's Spencer? Brendan asked, because Spencer was normally the one who fussed when someone else had made an idiot of themselves. He would never have called it fussing, but fussing it was all the same. John just smirked in a way worse state than you did. Which, wow, Spencer never drank enough to get hung over. Mid-afternoon, Brendan was crawling out of his bunk, dragging his blankets with him to go curl up on the sofa. He thought he should spread his dying out over as much of the bus as possible. The sofa, however, was already occupied by a very pale, unshaven Spencer Smith. It was like the return of the beard, which Brendan thought had left with Haley. "Hey," Brendan said, climbing up next to him and spreading his blanket over both her legs. He sort of wanted to snuggle, but Spencer looked really fragile. Plus, Brendan wasn't sure Spencer wasn't still pissed at him. Spencer smiled weakly. "Hi," he said and opened up his arms, and well, if Spencer was offering. Brendan cuddled close, putting his head on Spencer's shoulder and his arms around Spencer's middle, ignoring the slightly stale smell on Spencer's skin, hoping Spencer would do the same for him. "Okay?" Spencer asked after a nice period of quiet. Brendan nodded. For the first time in what felt like ever, his head had stopped aching. He nosed at Spencer's jaw until Spencer laughed and lifted his head so Brendan could tuck his face away more securely. "Are you sad, Spencer?" he asked, because the very idea of that was horrible. Spencer shook his head. His cheek dragged against Brendan's hair, which felt weird but kind of cool. "I'm okay," he said softly. "Don't worry about me." Brendan had been constantly worrying about Spencer since he'd broken up with Haley. They all had, but he wasn't going to admit that aloud. "I'm sorry if I made you mad," Brendan said quietly. Spencer squeezed him. "It's okay. You really didn't." Warm air blew across the top of Brendan's head, and he thought maybe Spencer might have kissed his hair, which was very nice. "Just don't ask me to pretend again, okay?" Brendan nodded. He'd agree to pretty much anything if it meant Spencer wasn't mad at him. He'd even face praying mantis merch girls unsupported. "Help!" Brendan thought really loudly, but didn't dare say. "Help!" Carol, the merch girl, had pinned him, literally, into a corner. Her mouth was on his neck, her hands were down his pants, and he wasn't totally sure she wasn't about to bite some vital part of him off. "Hey," he said desperately, "do you want to get a drink?" Brendan wasn't drinking ever again, but he didn't see the problem with getting other people blazed to get away from them. She said, licking his collarbones all wet and sloppy. "No." Her hand tightened around the very important part of himself that he normally kept tucked away safe in his pants. He squawked. "Food?" he asked, voice rising worryingly in pitch. Once she ripped his dick off, he'd always sound like that, he realized glumly. It would totally fuck up their harmonies. "No," she said, a lot more forcefully than Brendan liked people to be when they were holding his junk. Her nails, Jesus Christ, nails dug into his balls. What the fuck was that? Was that supposed to be hot? Brendan kind of wanted a knight in shining armor, or his mom, or. "Hey," said a voice behind him, and Brendan sagged because, oh, thank you, God. Brendan was totally sorry if he'd ever been a disappointment. "Can you get your hands off my boyfriend, please?" It was the kind of please that meant do it or die, painfully. Praying mantis girl, and Brendan was sure of it now. She had fucking talons. Step back, glaring at him narrowly. "I'll see you later, Brendan," she said menacingly before slinking off. Brendan stared after her, making sure she'd actually gone before sticking his hand into his pants and massaging his poor, tortured manhood. When he looked up, Spencer was watching him with raised eyebrows and, oh, oops! Brendan had pulled his hand away and buttoned his fly, feeling his cheeks get hot. "Okay?" Spencer asked, expression arch and like he was fighting a smile. "Asshole!" "No!" Brendan said, a little hysterically. Spencer laughed, but it was, Brendan told himself, mostly affectionate. "So maybe you were right," Spencer told him, leaning against the wall beside him. "She is kind of scary." "Terrifying," Brenda corrected firmly. And the thing was that, yeah, this was mostly insane, kind of a joke, but she did actually scare him kind of a lot. Apparently, that showed on his face because instead of laughing at him again or leaving him or anything, Spencer slung a casual arm around Brendan's shoulders and rubbed his arm a bit until Brendan stopped feeling quite so freaked out. "Spence?" Brennan Aston didn't say anything else. He wasn't sure what he'd been planning to say. Spencer sighed. Okay, he said, sounding worn down, but just a little bit warm. I'll be your fake boyfriend. Brendan managed not to pump the air. Just. It turned out that Spencer was a really rocking fake boyfriend. They usually hung out together a lot anyway, so they didn't have to change. But he started bringing Spencer a drink and standing more inside his personal space than usual, and it was all kinds of awesome because usually Brendan got sick of being crowded by people he was dating. But it turned out that when it was fake dating and when it was Spencer, he didn't mind at all. And best of all, Praying Mantis Girl looked to have found herself a new victim. Poor singer. He never stood a chance. There were, however, some situations that Brendan could handle all by himself. For example, times like right now, in a club outside Reno, where he was being hit on by a hot scene kid with a lip ring. Lip ring, Brendan mouthed at John excitedly. John gave him a thumbs up. Brendan was never sure when those were sarcastic. Hey, Spencer said, sliding up to him and knocking a bottle of beer against his arm. Here. Brendan's eyes skittered from Spencer and beer on one side and hot scene guy and lip ring on the other. It wasn't the sort of decision Brendan should ever be asked to make. Hot scene guy whispered something low and dirty and really awesome into Brendan's ear, and yeah, okay, so maybe the decision wasn't so hard after all. It's okay, Spence, Brendan said, wagging his eyebrows in what he hoped was a meaningful manner. You can take the night off tonight. I think I can handle this one. Spencer's eyes narrowed for a minute before his expression went weirdly neutral. Right, he said, shrugging. Enjoy yourself. Brendan watched him walk away, feeling all over again like he'd done something wrong. Really, he was starting to get sick of feeling like that. Hey, hot scene guy said, you want to get out of here? And yeah, Brendan really did. They got another thumbs up from John on the way out, and the couple necking in the corner turned out to be Ryan and Kelty necking in the corner. Ryan narrowed his eyes when he saw Brendan, so Brendan hustled hot scene guy past quick before Ryan could tell him not to pick up groupies or whatever Ryan was opening his mouth to say, but Brendan didn't see Spencer anywhere. Lost something? Hot scene guy asked, not waiting for an answer before crowding Brendan up against the wall down the side of the club and proceeding to try to help find Brendan's tonsils. That was nice of him, Brendan thought, dazed. It took a minute or two to realize that the vibrations against his lip weren't a happy byproduct of getting felt up. He thought about ignoring it, but hot scene kid was stepping back just enough for Brendan to get to his pocket. Brendan flicked open his phone. Hello? He asked. Sometimes on bad days, Ryan answered his phone with, What? Brendan wished occasionally that he had the guts to do that. Brendan, Ryan's voice said, I need to talk to you. Brendan rolled his eyes. What, Ross? I'm kind of busy here. Look, I've been trying to keep out of this. Here, Brendan maybe said ha, but he wasn't going to admit that if Ryan hadn't noticed. But I can't let you do this to Spencer. Hot scene guy's tongue was in Brendan's ear, but it wasn't that that made Brendan bang his head against the wall. Do what to Spencer? I'm not doing anything to him. Anyway, you're the one who told me to leave him alone. I meant leave him out of your stupid feud with this scary merch girl, not this. Ryan's voice broke, and Brendan realized with a wave of hysteria that he wasn't the only one trying to have this conversation while getting lucky. Ryan was confusing the hell out of him, and it made him want to say something stupid like, Bet I can come first. Hot scene guy's hands wandered to Brendan's crotch, and yeah, awesome place for hands to be. But he kind of needed his brain to work out what the hell Ryan was saying, but he put his hands over hot scene guy's and mouthed, Hang on. Not what? Ryan made a soft, muted kind of sound that Brendan really did not need to hear. You can't keep going hot and cold, Bryn. It's shitty. Hot and Brendan started to ask only suddenly, like the big, dramatic reveal in a movie or something. Everything made perfect sense. Oh, holy shit, I've got to go. He said to Ryan and hot scene guy. He hung up his phone and ran. Spencer wasn't still inside the club. Brendan looked everywhere, then rang Ryan again. Spencer went back to the hotel, Kelty told him, and Brendan didn't ask why Ryan couldn't talk because he didn't want to know. Right, Brendan said and hung up. He called her back to say thanks. She laughed at him, but he didn't care. He was a man on a mission. It took him half an hour to get back to the hotel, and he spent it carefully, not thinking at all. That had always proved to work best. "Do you have a crush on me?" Brennan asked when Spencer opened his hotel door. Spencer's arm twitched like he was thinking about slamming the door shut, but Brendan nudged his foot in the doorway just in case. Looking tired, Spencer just sighed and waved him in. "Well done, Brendan," he said, sitting down heavily on his bed and motioning around the room like Brendan could sit himself wherever he wanted. "It only took you a year longer than everyone else." Brendan gaped because a year? Holy fuck! He sat down on the floor in front of Spencer because there wasn't anywhere else to sit that would let him look Spencer in the eye, and he absolutely had to see him for this conversation. "I had no idea," he said weakly. Spencer laughed shortly. "Yeah, thanks. I got that." "No, I mean..." Brennan rolled up onto his knees and put his hands on Spencer's thighs. "I had no idea." Wow, he'd really been an asshole. "No wonder you're pissed at me." Spencer was tense under Brendan's hands, but he didn't shove them off. Brendan wondered if maybe he should move them himself. He didn't want to keep doing shitty, wrong impression giving things to Spencer. "I was pissed at me," Spencer admitted at last, and Brendan left his hands where they were. "I knew it was only pretend, but I still let myself enjoy it, so I guess I got mad." Brendan really didn't know what to say. He sort of wanted to fold Spencer up into the biggest hug ever, but he wasn't sure Spencer would appreciate that. Spencer liked hugs on his terms. "Because, yeah," Spencer continued bitterly, "I'm the biggest fucking cliche in the world. Everyone's in love with Brendan Urie, even me." Brendan's tongue suddenly felt three sizes too big for his mouth. "In love?" he choked out, watching in fascination as Spencer went abruptly red then white. "Oh, God," Spencer said, hiding his face in his hands and talking through his fingers. It was stupidly cute. "Please pretend I didn't say that." Brendan thought about it. "No." Spencer looked up, frowning and uncertain. "No?" Brendan shook his head. "Really, really no." He pushed himself upright with hands on Spencer's thighs and leaned in so he was sort of looming over Spencer, but not in a scary way. Spencer tipped his head up and made a soft, questioning sound. It was pretty obvious, at least to Brendan, what was going to happen next, which was maybe why it was so easy to move that extra little inch forward and press his mouth to Spencer's. Spencer made a little sound, soft and questioning, and like maybe he'd be arguing if only his mouth wasn't busy doing other things. It was only really meant to be a brush of lips, a mixture of wow and thanks and apology. He loved Spencer, sure, but the way Spencer was looking at him, the expression that was so blatantly in his eyes now that Brendan knew to look for it, wasn't anything Brendan had ever felt for anyone. Except it felt good, really good, and Brendan liked things that felt good. Spencer kissed with all his body, shoulders down to his hips, and even though they weren't touching anywhere but Brendan's hands on Spencer's, Brendan felt engulfed. Spencer's hands landed on Brendan's hips, and Brendan found himself pushing into the touch. This was insane. He was kissing Spencer, kissing pretty much his best friend in the world, and it was really good. Brendan got one hand in Spencer's hair and the other on the soft skin at Spencer's waist, and he couldn't help wondering what the hell had been wrong with him that they hadn't been doing this every moment since they met. "Wait," Spencer said, and he stopped, which, wow, was so not on. Brendan made a sad, inquiring sound, and Spencer's lips twitched. "What are you doing?" Spencer asked, looking up at Brendan with serious eyes and kiss-swollen lips. Brendan made his smile huge and obnoxious. "Kissing you? And how?" "Yeah," Spencer said, drawing back. "I'm sorry, no." Brendan reached out for him as he tried to pull away. Spencer was amazingly soft, and his tongue tasted like candy and strawberries, and Brendan really wasn't prepared to give that up without a fight. Spencer stopped him with a hand against his chest. "Sorry," he said and shook his head. "I don't want this like that. Well, I mean, I do, duh, but I want you more than like that, and dude, that's not how you want me." Brendan totally fucking hated it when Spencer looked sad. "Spence. No, it's cool. It's fine." Spencer's smile was small and not fine at all, and Brendan wanted to kiss him there kind of a lot. "It might be how I want you," Brendan argued. "You don't need..." Spencer started, but Brendan was on a roll. Oh, come on. When have I ever done anything just to make someone else happy? That was a total lie. Brennan did stupid shit all the time just to make Ryan or Spencer or John smile, but this wasn't like that. Brennan had never had sex with anyone just because they wanted him to. Brennan gave Spencer his very best smile, but Spencer only wavered very slightly. He was kind of a tough crowd. I'm not doing anything that's gonna fuck us up, Spencer said firmly, and Brendan didn't know if he meant the band or Brendan and Spencer, but either way, Brendan was firmly behind that plan. Hey, Brendan said. He sat down on the bed and shuffled close until his knees were pressed against Spencer's. Spencer tipped his head in a listening way. Brendan picked up Spencer's hand and spoke to his knuckles. I asked you to be my boyfriend, he said quietly. Yeah, Spencer said. But you didn't mean it. He sounded cross again, not sad, and weirdly, that made Brendan feel better. But I asked you, not Ryan, who was like right there, and no offense, dude, looks way more like someone who would be my type. And like, I liked you being my fake boyfriend. It felt kind of cool. Wow, it was actually really scary telling someone important something important like that. Spencer was still looking at him doubtfully. Brendan was getting tired of it. Brendan, he said. Spencer, Brendan said, because seriously, his name was gonna get worn out at this rate. Stop fucking arguing and kiss me again. Spencer blinked at him for a second, and Brendan cheered inside because making Spencer speechless was awesome. Then he moved, sliding his fingers over Brendan's cheek and around to the back of his neck, pulling them together so their lips were a couple inches apart and their noses were almost touching. Hey, Spencer, Brendan said, because he was physically incapable of just enjoying a meaningful moment. He looked Spencer in the eye with the most serious expression he could muster. Will you be my boyfriend? Spencer rolled his eyes, but Brendan wasn't fooled. His cheeks were totally pink and he was smiling. Up close, his eyes were really, really blue. You better mean that, he said, and it was probably meant to be intimidating, but he just sounded sort of breathless. Brendan kissed him. The end.